Hello again to all Amnesty members and member leaders. And I want to extend a special welcome to everyone who may be joining us for the first time and throw out a special thank you for those like Uta who are returning. We're happy to have you all back with us. So as you know, our intent on these calls is simply to create an opening and a space for you members, member leaders, for you to communicate, ask questions, share information with other members and member leaders. There's a lot that we all work on. We hope to provide a forum for you to share your experience with other members. And I'm going to start by saying this is a rather special monthly membership call. We are celebrating our first anniversary tonight. And it's been a challenging year. I think you all know that. We've now engaged in a full year of these member discussions. And I just say that our success has been a result of your participation on these calls, those of you who volunteer to speak, and those who take the time to call in, to ask questions, and to share with us. So what better way to mark this date than to go back where we began? A year ago, our first call profiled the upcoming annual general meeting. Tonight, we will again focus on our major event of the year, the AGM. My name is Edwin Gore. I'm membership coordinator at Amnesty International. I've been involved in AI work for several decades, and I started out in local group 9 in Manhattan, which is still around, thankfully. So let me introduce you to our speakers for this evening. They've all been dedicated to putting together the best AGM possible as volunteer members of the AGM program committee, in addition to their normal leadership roles. They are Suhail Santana, who's events coordinator at AIUSA, Ken Mayers, who co-group of on the co-group steering committee. Sorry about that, Ken. Tom Benner, who's area coordinator in Indiana, and also the chair of the National Resolutions Committee. And finally, Lisa Consol, country group specialist for Nicaragua. So before I begin, I have two requests, two ground rules for those of you calling in. When you speak, please state your name, where you're calling from, and any role you might play in Amnesty. And the second part is very important. So everyone can hear clearly, please remember to mute your phone when you're not speaking and try to avoid using a speakerphone. And also, if you have a phone, remember to speak directly into it. So we will allow time for any questions you might have. Please do feel free to share. So, Suhail, please introduce yourself, provide a little background. We can begin.
Hey there. Hi. So, as Ed mentioned, my name is Suhail Santana. I am Amnesty International's event coordinator, and I've been with Amnesty on staff officially for 5 years. That's a little bit of background on me. I help to organize some of our major events like AGM or regional conferences and our human rights leader activist leadership training that takes place over the summer. I'll pass it over to the next introduction.
Well, Suhail, you can go right into what you're covering this evening.
Ah, perfect. I will. Before I continue, I do want to let folks know that I'm not the only event staff member on the call. Our senior events director, Johnny Gonzalez, is also on the call and also have to take questions should they arise. So I'm really excited to chat about AGM with everyone. As some of you may know, AGM this year is going to take place in the great city of Albuquerque, New Mexico. It's a wonderful, wonderful town, and folks have been really welcoming, really friendly, and also very, very excited that Amnesty International is coming to their town. So AGM is going to be taking place from Friday, March 10th through Sunday, March 12th. The exact location is going to be at the Embassy Suites Hotel and Spa in Albuquerque. And we have a few, I'm going to go through some of our registration rates really quickly because I know that folks might have questions on that. And noting that registration rates are going to change, so I'll mention the rates that they currently are. Registration rates will be going up by about $25 after January 31st. And so for our general members, our registration rate is $120. For the general rate for non-members will be $145. And then we have prices for our students, our educators, and our seniors and folks who are fixed income. And so the price for that, if you are a member right now, is $50. And if you are not an AIUSA member, it is $65. And so those four prices cover the full conference, so that is Friday through Sunday. And we also have some day pass prices as well. And so for Friday, if you want a day pass for Friday, that's $80. And then if you're a member, that is. If you're a non-member, it's $95. And then it's $30 if you are a member, and again, fall under the categories of student, educator, senior, or at a fixed income. And the same is true if you're a non-member in one of those categories. It's $35, actually. So there's a bit just on some general logistics on where AGM is going to be, what prices are going to look like. You can also find more information and more details on AGM on our website at www.amnestyusa.org/AGM. And I also wanted to know, for some of you who've attended our AGMs before, this year's AGM is a little different. It's not going to be as large as it has been in previous years, and it's going to be a little bit more internally focused. So AGM is currently under review by our board and our membership, and they're taking a look at the size and impact of our AGM and how to make the event even more so reflective of the needs and the wants of our membership. So again, that means that our workshops, we have less workshops this year, and the scope is a little bit smaller, but definitely more focused on our membership and what folks have really spoken up about. So we're really excited about that piece as well, and excited to hear more feedback from folks on how we can continue to improve our AGM. With that, I'll take a moment to stop for questions, and if there aren't any questions, then I will pass it over to Tom to discuss committee work, governance, and our voting pieces for AGM.
This is David Randell. I have one question.
Sure, go for it.
Regarding the registration fee, is that waived as it has been in the past for volunteers?
Yes. So if you go on our website, we do have a volunteer link under the conference resources tab. And if you choose to be a volunteer, we choose to volunteer with us. And it's volunteering is per day. It's a 3-hour shift, and your fee, your conference registration fee is waived.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've already done that, so it's waived. All right, thank you.
Okay, great, Dave. Do we have any other questions?
Yes, my name is Sarah Brown, and I have a question. Do we still do a group rate?
Yes, we do still do a group rate. So we have a special rate if you attend with 5 or more folks. And if you go on our registration page, you can find that information, or you can send us an email to our registration email account. We can give you some more information on that.
Okay, because I emailed last Monday, and it's been about almost a week. And I called back today, and she said she has no answer yet. So that's why. And I know expired today. I registered and paid for 2 because there was no code. It said enter group code. And that's what I emailed and followed by phone call. And we have 7 in the group that is going.
Okay. Johnny, would you happen to have a little bit more information on the group code? If not, Sarah, I can give you my email. I know we have the registration email account. I can give you my email, and we can chat about that directly.
Awesome. Thank you. I can answer that.
Oh, hey, Rocio. Yes.
Hi, everyone. This is Rocio. I was also on the call for the events team. So I believe I'll look into that email. You should have received a response already, so I can follow up on that, but I can give you a little bit more information. So if you have a group of, as Suhail mentioned, 5 or more, the group discount rate is $45 per person. And in order to access that promotion code, exactly what you did, email us. You should have received a response. I'll follow up on that. But you can email me directly if you don't have that in your inbox. So maybe double check your spam box in case, just in case it went in there. But my email is R, and then my last name, Avalos, A-V as in Victor, A-L-L-S, at AIUSA.org.
Would you repeat that again, please?
I'm sorry?
Would you repeat that again, please?
Sure, yeah. R-A-V-R-E. R-A, actually it's, R-A-V-A-L-O-S.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You might want to mention the registration email. That's, I think, an easy one.
Yeah, I think then that's the one that I think she just emailed, the registration at AIUSA.org. And those emails are forwarded to me if there isn't if there are any questions by the individuals who are responding to that. But yeah, definitely feel free to email us at that registration email, but you can contact me directly since you already tried that. Thank you.
Yeah, that's an easy one to remember.
Thanks, Rafael. Do you have any other questions before we move on?
Ashley, Sahil, and Ed, and everybody on the call, this is Giant of Knowledge, the Senior Director of Events. I did want to do a mention about the agenda. I don't know if folks have any questions, but I wanted to get ahead of that. Ed, do I have time to quickly jump in?
Sure. We do have someone covering. Are you talking about the total agenda? Okay. No, go ahead. That's fine.
All right. Perfect, because I know a lot of folks, like including myself, when you're going to a conference, you want to see the agenda, what's happening on Friday, what's happening on Saturday, Sunday, and so forth, because it also helps with travel plans. And so to be perfectly transparent, with the current administration and the president that we have in, our workload has increased, to say the least, not just for Amnesty, but other organizations and other folks. And so we've been working a lot around the issues that have been coming up in the last 10 days. And so that has caused a delay with the agenda. I myself had jury duty today, and I'm following up every day. So I'm hoping that any day now we'll be able to release the outline of the agenda. And then as I know Ken will cover this about the program blocks, we'll fill in that information later. But it's my hope that we'll get the agenda by this week, maybe by the end, so folks can start taking a look at what to expect on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That's it. Back to you, Ed.
Anyone else with questions? Actually, I wanted to ask for either Rocio or Suhail, are there about the deadlines, any kind of deadlines that are coming soon?
Okay, this is Suhail. Sorry, I was on mute. So yeah, we do have a few deadlines. We have a deadline coming up for Action Alley, which I know a lot of folks are usually very excited about, really interested in. So that deadline is February 10th, and that's coming up pretty quickly. We also, as I mentioned, have the early bird registration deadline that's coming up. So the prices that I mentioned earlier were all increased by $25. That deadline is going to be January 31st, so it's tomorrow. And the final deadline that we have for those interested in volunteering is Monday, February 27th. So if you're interested in volunteering and interested in getting your registration fee waived, just make sure that you hop on our website and fill out the form before February 27th. And I think that's all of the major deadlines. I'll pass it to Rocio if I missed anything.
Hi, thanks. I'll just add that if you are interested in applying with your group for a subsidy, for a lodging subsidy, that application can be accessed on the AGM website in the lodging tab, and the deadline for that is also February 10th, so fast approaching.
Is there a general deadline for the lodging, getting hotel space?
Yeah, so our room block deadline is February 22nd. in order to get the special rate. The special rate right now is $139. Plus, I mean, that's not inclusive of taxes. Taxes are 13%, so total is $157.50 per night. And that rate, again, ends February 22nd. Prices will go up to, I looked at prices today, and so prices will probably go up to about $200 or more past that deadline. Thanks, Ed. That was a great question.
Mm-hmm. And Ed, I'd like to add, because for the hotel, you're actually getting a lot for $157. Included within that price range is that you get breakfast, you get to be part of an evening reception, which is beer, wine, light drinks, a light snack, and every room at the hotel that we're in actually has a living room space. So it's separate than the room area, and so you actually get a lot, and the internet's included in there for every day that you're there. So it comes with all of this for the price of $157.
That's a really good feature. Thanks, Johnny. Anyone else with a question?
Yes, regarding the lodging. If you want to pair with another person to share a room, how would you do that?
That's fine. If you want to pair up with folks, you can arrange that on your own. And when you speak with the hotel, you can divide that payment.
So basically, there is no way that you can say, yes, I'm willing to share with another person, and you have a database to see that who are these people so that you can cross-reference them.
Right. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, this is Carolyn Smiles up in Vermont. I just wanted to clarify. So tomorrow was the last day to register. And after tomorrow, the 31st, then the rate goes up $25.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else with a question?
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Go ahead, right. You're fine.
Okay, I have a question. If that the students kind of had I think special rate or standby, providing they're able to be able to help the role at the AGM. Is that still an option? We have about two student groups that are looking into that option.
Rocio?
I'm sorry, can you please repeat that question?
In the past, there was something, I'm not sure, it's like students who are kind of can't afford or cannot pay half price or whatever, they were able to put application and kind of go through questionnaire of what they're willing to do to help there. And then I think either they put them on standby or some kind of deal, and I'm not sure, haven't done it before, but this year we have two students that have passed.
Okay. I don't know the process like that we've put in place the last few years, but currently the application the sign-up form to volunteer is the only way I'm aware of that. You know, if you volunteer to work a three-hour shift, we'll provide a complimentary day pass for that day, and that's a sign-up form that Suhail mentioned is on our website under the Ways to Support section.
How do you volunteer?
You sign up on, if you go to the website under the Ways to Support and you scroll down to the Volunteer section, there are a number of different options or roles listed with a description of what that would entail, and each shift is 3 hours. This is the sign-up form there. You just fill that out, and then we'll follow up with you.
On the support page?
Correct. So if you go to AGM or AnnecyUSA.org/AGM, and you go to the Ways to Support tab or section, you scroll down, and you'll see the volunteer section with the breakdown of all the different roles, the deadline to apply February 27th, and a link to the sign-up form.
Hi, this is Carolyn again. I came on late. I just want to know, are LC maybe coming, and she's not a senior. What will the registration fee be for her if she registers tomorrow?
And
hello?
So is this a question just about the general registration rate?
Right. Well, she's our LC, but, I guess that's general, and she's not a senior.
Yeah, so she could take a look at the various options. We have a number of ticket options from, as I'll mention, the three-day ticket option to the day passes. We do have member and non-member rate options for general tickets, and we also have that student slash educator slash senior citizen slash fixed income, and individuals can self-identify which ticket rate best applies.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I might add one thing here. If there are any students on the line, or I understand there's been a teacher on the line who has students, something to be aware of is a year ago when we did this call on the AGM, we also had we provided fundraising ideas for students and student groups and regular groups for that matter. And also we did it again in the fall when we profiled the regional conferences. These calls are recorded and kept in the activist resource community on our website. So at any point, you could go to those recordings, one in January, one in October, and listen to a lot of different ideas for fundraising. It may not be effective for this particular AGM, but for any future conference. I just wanted to throw that out in case there are some students listening.
Yeah, thank you, Ed.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so at this point, why don't we move on? Tom, do you want to take over?
Sure, thanks. First, can everyone hear me? Am I coming through clearly? Not fuzzy or anything? Just want to make sure. And if you speak up, if you're having problems.
That's good.
Okay. Well, I've been asked to talk.
Fuzzy.
Sorry?
It's a little fuzzy.
It's a little fuzzy.
Okay, is this better?
Yeah, that's good.
I think so. Thank you.
Okay. I've been asked to talk a little bit about what the AGM Planning Committee does, and then also talk about some of the governance sessions, specifically the resolutions section of the conference. I'm not going to go over everything that the AGM Planning Committee does, just going to mention a few highlights. So. I'd ask Suhail and Johnny to chime in if they think I've left out something important. Please don't be shy. But the Planning Committee is made up of a lot of volunteers and staff. Suhail and Johnny are, I think, are two of the most important staff members that we work with. Among the things that we do is advertising for the AGM, meaning getting the word out to our members. About the conference and trying to do everything we can to get as many people to come as possible. There's an effort underway right now to reach out to people who have attended the last couple AGMs to see if we can interest them in joining us in Albuquerque. Another very important part of our work is recruiting volunteers. There's already been some talk about that, and I just want to add a plea to people to please get out, go to the website, the Ways to Support page, and strongly consider volunteering. We need a lot of volunteers, and you've got until February 27th to apply, but go out there and do it now. And if you know students or other members of your groups who would like to come but are a little concerned about the cost, volunteering is a way to cut back the price of the things to some degree. And again, we really need as many volunteers as we can get.
Just leave your phone in there when you leave.
Sorry? Did someone say something?
Go ahead, Tom. Thanks.
Okay. It's the problem. When I take my phone off speaker, then I can't hear. And somebody else is talking.
Okay, one of the other things that the volunteer members of the planning committee do, we provide input to staff on the program, including what workshops and panel discussions to choose from all the many that have been submitted for consideration at the conference. And just recently we had a fairly long meeting where we made those what to include. I think Ken is going to go over that in some detail. But there are some that are delegated by the board of directors, and many of these deal with governance, which is the main thing that I'm going to talk about. One of the most important things we do at the AGMs is to discuss, debate, and vote upon resolutions that have been submitted by our membership. And this year there are three sections at the AGM that have specifically to do with resolutions. On Saturday, around lunchtime, we're going to have two working party sessions. They're concurrent sessions. One of them will be considering the four resolutions that were submitted by members at last fall's regional conferences. And all four of those resolutions passed at one or more of those regional conferences, so they're all going to be under consideration at this year's AGM. At the working party, we will discuss, debate. People might propose amendments to some of the resolutions, and we'll vote on them. Vote on any amendments that are proposed, and then vote on the resolutions as a whole. So there's one working party that's going to discuss those. And then there's another working party that's going to deal with more international issues. Amnesty International's governance is worldwide largely focused on international council meetings, which are held in odd numbered years. And so there's one coming up this year in 2017. And at those international council meetings, or ICMs, there are resolutions, just like at our AGM. Different sections of Amnesty bring forth resolutions. They're discussed, debated, voted upon, et cetera. And the Board of Directors wants to bring a few resolutions, a few topics that are going to be considered at the ICM to our membership in Albuquerque to get a sense of what our membership feels about those issues. And that's what the second working party is going to be made up of. We don't have any details at this point. Don't have those resolutions. Don't know what they're going to be. The board is still considering what they want to do exactly. So those are the two working party sessions. On Sunday, beginning right now, the schedule has this voting plenary. And this is a 2 to 2.5 hour session at which all the resolutions that passed at the working parties on Saturday will be considered again. Since we have less time per resolution at the voting plenary than we do at the working parties, it won't be as detailed a discussion or a review as at the working parties. But it's still possible to submit amendments. This thing will be hurried along a little bit. But the same thing goes on there, debate, discussion, possibly amendments, and then voting. Now, how to vote. A lot of you probably already know this, but for those who don't, when you register at the AGM in Albuquerque, you get voting cards. And there are two kinds of voting cards, two different colors. One of them is for individual members of AIUSA, and the other is for group vote. So, for example, when my wife and I come to the AGM, our group has usually delegates her as our group's to get our group's voting card. So she can vote as an individual and as the representative of our group. Now, to get those voting cards, you must be a member, paying member, or a dues wage member of AIUSA 50 days before the AGM. And unfortunately, that date is already in the past. Days before the AGM, somewhere around the 19th or 18th of January. So if you're not already a member of AIUSA, you won't be able to vote at the resolution sessions in Albuquerque. But you can still attend the session, and I would encourage everyone to do that.
So,
a lot about how the process works.
Sorry to bother, but I have a question. So there's no way that I could purchase at the AGM, or like if I went and purchased a membership now, that I could vote because that deadline's passed?
That's right. It has passed.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Okay. I don't know. I just don't know, like, if I'm, I think I paid back in 2015, so I don't, I think it's, like, expired.
Well, someone earlier suggested, you know, you could go to 1-800-AMNESTY, give them a call, and find out what your membership status is.
Okay.
I wouldn't just,
Hi, this is Ken. Tom, this is Ken.
Yes.
I just want to break in here for a second. So if that person who's, got the membership issue, is concerned about voting, if that person is involved with a local group, then they could renew their membership now, and then if nobody else from their voting, their local group is there, they would be eligible to vote for the local group.
Oh. Okay.
But you would have to get your membership updated in order to represent the group too.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Ken.
Well, they know you. U.S. government
knows.
Excuse me, I can hear somebody typing away in the background, and I find it distracting. Thank you.
Okay, so you stop the typing and go ahead, Tom.
Is somebody asking a question?
Yeah, can we also have folks mute their phones again as a reminder, because I also find it very hard to hear, and it would help us greatly if everybody could mute right now, except Tom, obviously.
Okay, so I go ahead. I'm still hearing things. I'm not sure if someone's asking.
No, go ahead, Tom. Speak loudly and do it.
All right, here goes. I mentioned that there were three resolution-related sessions, and I've only talked about two of them so far. The third is a session on
resolutions 101. And right now it's scheduled to start at 8:15 p.m. on Friday. And it's just what it sounds like. It's intended for people who are new to the resolutions process, or maybe just have a little bit of experience with it. The session will be hosted by members of the National Resolutions Committee, which is me, and then the other five members of the committee. The committee is the chair, and then a member in each of our five regions. And we'll be there running that session. We usually try and make it interactive if we can. And often we'll pick one of the resolutions that's going to be under discussion that weekend, just to use it as an example, to give people a flavor for how the resolution voting sessions work. So those are the three resolution sessions at the conference. There are three other governance-related sessions that I wanted to mention briefly. Two of them are on Friday right now. I think 4:30 is the time for the first one. Although, again, as Johnny said, the agenda is still somewhat in flux, so some of this might change. Excuse me. There's a concurrent session of policy sessions at that 4:30 time slot, different subjects. One of them, for example, military occupations, and there'll be a board member, a staff member, and a volunteer member expert at each of these. That's the idea. The military occupation policy, in fact, is the subject of one of the four resolutions that went successfully through the regional conferences and will be considered at the working parties on Saturday. Some of the other topics under consideration for this are elections and democracy, drug policy, civil disobedience, and there may be one or two others. Another governance-related session is the Board of Directors Town Hall meeting, which is held right before that Resolutions 101 session, from something like 6:45 to 8:15, something like that. And then finally, there's a session in one of the
the program second block. I think it's right now scheduled for Sunday morning, right before the voting plenary, having to do with international governance. I mentioned the international council meetings, of which resolutions are brought by sections, and there's a proposal out to make some changes in the way the international governance works, and that's definitely be the subject of a session at the AGM. And I think that's all I had to share. I'd be glad to take any questions or turn it over to the next person.
Okay, questions for Tom? Mm-hmm. Questions about governance, voting?
Hey, Ed and Tom, this is Johnny. I just have one thing because I know a gentleman flagged that he still wanted a vote and he became a member. If he could still vote, and yes, there's a vote record date. But I just want to throw out there that even if you missed the date to have your membership in place or renewed, still being part of the, still becoming a member and still being a part of the governance process, you'll still get everything you need in time for regional conferences and then next year's AGM, and just have a more healthier perspective and insight on governance, I think would be the main reason to still become a member and still participate in the governance this year. So that's what I wanted to mention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good point, Johnny. Thanks. Any other questions for Tom? Okay, so why don't we move on? Ken, can you take us through some of the conference sessions?
Hi. Yeah, this is Ken. Can everybody hear me okay?
Yes.
Yes, very well.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to talk to you about what we refer to as the program sessions. And, you know, the program sessions have various formats. Some of them are more workshop-like. Others are more panel-like, and I'm not going to go into the nitty-gritty about all that because you'll be able to look at that in more detail once the agenda is published. But I'm going to give you a general idea about the way the sessions are going to be laid out for this AGM, and then I'll be glad to take questions. So we have the sessions organized into four blocks. There's one block on Friday, two blocks on Saturday, and then one block on Sunday. And Tom mentioned the Friday block a little bit earlier. That is a block of one-hour sessions that starts around 4:30. And the Saturday sessions are 2 hours each. And, you know, there's an AM set and a PM set. And then on Sunday, the program blocks are 1.5 hours. Now, there's a wide variety of topics that are covered in these sessions, but they break down into three categories. So overall, there's three broad kinds of sessions. Tom has already talked about a lot of them in the first category, which are the governance related sessions. And, you know, those are either related to governance within AIUSA or House governance across the movement generally, and those all have some board involvement. The second kind of session block are priority sessions, and these are sessions that were designed specifically to address elements of the strategic plan, and a lot of this will be familiar to people that have been active lately because these will fall into categories like campaigns and building membership and things like that. And then the final category has to do with the response to the request for proposals, which went out to members and member leaders, because anyone can propose a workshop or a panel for the AGM. And so there was, a pretty healthy list of those that came in for us to examine. And so proposals have been selected to also take place within each of the five blocks, within the four blocks. So basically within each four blocks, you might have one or more governance sessions. You'll definitely have some sessions related to the strategic plan and ongoing campaigns. And then there's usually at least one proposal that was put together by members or member leaders. I'm going to pause right now just to see if there's any questions. Anyone? You can go ahead. Okay. So I thought I would just quickly go through these block by block. Tom has already discussed the Friday session. You know, your head may be a little bit spinning with all the different governance sessions that Tom mentioned, but the block that I'm talking about is basically a way of providing more information background about the issues that the resolutions address, so that when people actually do go to the plenary on Sunday, they'll all have a fair amount of background on the issues that they're voting on. So the Saturday AM block, has three proposals that were put together by staff. The first one has to do with our refugee rights campaign. The second one has to do with individuals at risk and protecting human rights defenders. And the third has to do with using social media advocacy, especially with respect to lobbying. Then there's also a workshop on fighting back against rollbacks and attacks on sexual and reproductive rights, and a governance session led by Cosette Thompson, who's one of our veteran staff members and volunteer leaders, who's going to be talking about an AGM review that she recently did for the board in order to take a deep dive into what's going on with our AGMs and what members might like to see in terms of reform. So that's programs session block two, which is the first one on Saturday. And then the second program block on Saturday involves two of the earlier ones repeated. Key strategically related workshops are being repeated at least once so that members will have an opportunity to get to them. So the first two programs in block three will be repeated from block two. And then there will also be a political education workshop on deadly force and gun violence, a workshop on building a more inclusive Amnesty International in order to combat discrimination and injustice, led by Janet McLean, who's another veteran leader within the organization, both at the AIUSA level and the international level. And then there's the workshop that was proposed by the country specialists with a group of country specialists and thematic specialists about arms deals. So it's called Taking Action on U.S. Arms Sales in the Middle East and North Africa. So that one was put together by Jeffrey Mock. That sends us to program block four, which is the Sunday morning program block, which is an hour and a half long. That has three repeats from the earlier blocks, and then the new sessions on Sunday would be sustaining activism, which has to do with trying to help members sustain their own activism and, you know, that of their members. And then that's also, Tom mentioned earlier, the global governance workshop that's going to be talking about global governance reform. And those of you who are especially interested in the movement globally are going to be wanting to stay on top of that leading up to the AGM, because there are a number of proposals about changing the way voting is done within the organization worldwide. So let me just stop for a few questions, and I just had one last detail to mention.
Okay, questions for Ken. Anything about program sessions?
I just have a question on the actual blocks. Like, you're going from first block, second block, to the fourth block, but I'm not really sure what the third block is.
I actually did cover the the third block, you must have missed it, but the third block was the second Saturday block, and it starts with two repeats. Then there's a workshop on deadly force and gun violence, followed by a workshop on making Amnesty more inclusive. And the last one in that block, which is block three, has to do with U.S. arms sales in the Middle East, in North Africa.
Okay, so then three and two are basically identical then?
No. No. Okay, so the fact is, all right, so, I mean, I'm doing the best I can going through a list of 25 things, and it will be much easier for people to figure this out when they see it, but, you know, this is a heads up and, you know, advanced information. But Program Black 2 has three workshops related to the strategic plan. The first one has to do with refugee rights. The second one has to do with defending human rights defenders and individuals. And the third one has to do with using social media for lobbying. Okay, and those three are going to be repeated. Okay, many of these, so when they go into another block as repeated, I'm not going over them again. The last two set workshops in program session block two are, have to do with defending people's sexual and reproductive rights. And then there's the AGM review discussion with Cosette Thompson. So then when we go to session block three, which is in the afternoon on Saturday, you have two repeated workshops from the earlier session, and then the new three new ones are the ones that I mentioned earlier. Gun violence, more inclusive amnesty, arms sales in the Middle East and North Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, Ken, what you're telling us is that there's one program block on Friday, two on Saturday, and one on Sunday. And each block has five sessions in it, and the Friday program block is mostly about governance and discussing policy questions. And then really program block two and three on Saturday with the one on Sunday, program block four, are more about the workshops and panels and all of that stuff of that sort, right?
Yeah, that's a great summary. Thank you.
Perfect. One thing I like.
So I had a couple more things to say, and then I'm done. So the other thing I wanted people to know, because some people on this call might have proposed a workshop, we do have waitlisted sessions that we have approved, and those will run if any of the things that we currently have on the schedule turn up not being able to run. So we're working to try and include as many workshops as possible. The other thing I wanted to mention, just since I'm talking to people on this call, is, you know, Johnny mentioned earlier that people have been really busy this week doing human rights work, and I want to encourage every member on this call to go to the IUSA website and take action. There's some really important actions on there, including one about stopping the Muslim ban. So please, you know, before you shut down tonight, make sure you check out these actions. Because they could be very helpful.
Thanks, Ken. Any final questions for Ken? Okay, we have some time left, and we really want to hear from Lisa as well. Lisa, could you introduce yourself and start out?
Yeah, hi, everyone. This is Lisa Campo. I'm coming from South Florida. I was in Miami, living in Raton. I'm the Central American Mexican School Group as a Nicaragua country specialist, and I'm also a member of the aging committee as a studying representative. So I'm going to be talking a little bit about action and ideas here, and also
I find it really difficult part
to take. Lisa or whoever's on the problem. Somebody shuffling papers or something? Okay. That seems to have cleared up. Okay, sorry to bother you, Lisa. Please go ahead.
So I'm going to be talking about the Action Alley and the art space at the AGM. So at the AGM, we designate a space with several tables displaying a particular campaign or action, human rights activity that people in groups are working on throughout the nation. And so if you can imagine, you walk into the space and you'll see these tables. One might have a display on Syrian refugees with posters of individual refugees with either a petition or some other type of action. You may see another table that is displaying a My Body, My Rights campaign, as our co-group did a couple years ago. And they did a photo action, having people take pictures with these very colorful posters saying My Body, My Rights, and then posting them on social media. So it's a really great way to have some face-to-face interaction with a lot of people that are working on projects that perhaps you're interested in. You can see what they're doing and get ideas for various types of actions. At these tables, you can make connections, exchange information. It's very interactive. That's the point of it. Someone mentioned earlier that we're still taking applications for the Action Alley. So anyone can submit an application. If you have, for example, a student group and you're already working on some type of creative campaign and you want to share it with other people. And so again, that deadline is February 10th at 5 p.m. Okay. Are there any questions before I continue?
Lisa, I have a suggestion, if I may. I know I'm talking a lot sometimes.
That's okay.
So I just wanted to connect something for folks between what Ken and Lisa just are reviewing right now. So Ken mentioned about the program blocks that we have, and there's five sessions in there. And clearly the deadline for that has passed because now we have blocks that are being confirmed. For folks that are on the call, or I would also encourage folks, if you hear of anybody who actually would have wanted to present something through the program block or piece submission and didn't get to, I think Action Alley would be a great suggestion, as Lisa has pointed some ways to consider Action Alley. But it would be great for those folks that missed the RFP deadline, weren't able to, or if they didn't get accepted through the program block, they should all consider the Action Alley portion that Lisa's going over. So that was just a thought.
Okay. And when you apply, you'll go to the AGM website under conference resources. You'll see it right at the top, Action Alley and Ideas Fair, and there's a link to fill out the application. One of the things they ask for is, well, they want it to be interactive. So you want to include something like you'll have people sign petitions, or perhaps you have a letter that you want, or letters that you want people to write or sign. As I've said in the past, we've had these photo opportunities that we posted on media. The point is to get creative as possible and get people involved in your work and share that work with others that are passionate about the same thing.
Terry from Oregon. And I've got a question about these Action Alley. Where will it be situated and what, where will it be situated and what's the configuration? Because sometimes that's a factor. It's either going to be a hole somewhere in the inner bowels of the hotel, or the western region, they had it right outside the main ballroom.
So I think either Johnny or Suhail, you can answer that. I know they usually pick a very large kind of open space.
Yeah, no, definitely. I'm glad you all.
I've been to numerous AGMs, and it does vary.
Sure, and I'm glad to provide some insight on that. So as we heard earlier in the call that the scope of the AGM is being narrowed down, and so that also includes all the activities that were at the AGM in 2015 and 16. There were a lot of competing things. And so going into 2017, we are removing some of the pieces that were there in the last 2 years. That includes the community rooms that we had, the activist lounge that we had before. And so there'll be a lot of notoriety when it comes to the Action Alley and the community art space that Lisa's going to go over shortly. So in terms of things that are happening programmatically, those two pieces will be elevated because when there's not any sessions going on, nothing on stage, it will be all about Action Alley and the art space. Yes, we've done a few variations of the location of it, but right now that's still in the works simply because Lisa's going to go over the art space. There's a chance that we're going to combine them together, being that the only two things that are going on to drive more synergy in both areas. And there's still an option of maybe placing it where it's a high traffic area by registration where everybody passes through. So whichever direction it goes in, it's going to be, it's not going to have anything competing. So it's going to be more elevated than it has been in the past. So either way, whether it gets placed in the lobby area or in a big space with the community art space, it's going to be noticed. So I hope this helps. And to say that we haven't solidified the actual area, but those are the two things that we're thinking about.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you.
Thank you, John. Are there any other questions before I continue? Okay, so Johnny mentioned the art space as well, and it's very similar to the Action Alley in that it's interactive, and you can stop by at your leisure. We'll work around your schedule, either between different presentations or during, and we're going to have various art supplies there, and it's an area where we can create signs and visuals that represent some of the campaigns and issues that we're dealing with. And as I said, like the Action Alley, you'll get to connect with others that are passionate about the same issues that you are. So art and amnesty are kind of a natural fit. Both use creativity to get communication across in, you know, a visual way, and it gets people connected. So you can stop by there and use some of the art supplies, create a poster of representing something that you're working on. Last year we invited artists to come in and a pre-made work that represents some of the issues.
Any questions for Lisa? Was that someone? I just wanted to say that Action Alley and the community art space, it's a really great place for groups to openly express themselves and actually have some fun. So that's really something to take advantage of if you have a group that is attending.
Mm-hmm.
Any questions for Lisa?
Thank you.
Okay. Are there any final questions from anybody? Uta, you haven't said anything. Do you have any questions?
I've just been listening. I will definitely be there. I'm looking forward to it. Hi. Can I ask a question?
Of course.
Hi. This is Ilgu Adler, and I totally apologize for getting in at 8:45, but we're organizing a march and a rally in Poughkeepsie, and I was dealing with all of the stuff that we need to do for Wednesday for actually standing with refugees and you know, our Muslim community here, and I was late. Sorry, I'm sorry about that. But the question I had to do with the refugee panels that you're organizing, and I had talked to Denise Bell about part of one of the panels, if possible, since we've been doing so much work in the Hudson Valley, but I never heard back from her about it, and I'm just wondering if all of the presenters are finalized and whether, like, all of that has been proposed and accepted and no change can be done.
Ed, can I take this question? Do you mind?
Please do.
Hi, this is Johnny Gonzalez. So right now, the session facilitators had been notified if they were, their proposals were accepted for the program session blocks. And Ken actually reviewed some of this. The reason we have a waiting list is because some of the sessions back out, unfortunately, and it's usually a handful. So that's one of the reasons why we haven't announced them just yet, so then we could have full blocks to present. What I'd like to do is give you my email address just for the sake of the call and have you email me directly, and I work with Denise a lot, and I could follow up. But to answer your question, in terms of if speakers have been already chosen and so forth, no, we're actually in mid-process now. People had just found out on Friday that if their session was selected or not. So, some of them might have moved a little quicker than others, but nothing's really solidified as of yet.
Okay.
But let me give you my email address. It's Johnny Gonzalez, J-O-H-N-N-Y.
Okay, wait, I'm sorry. I have to. J-O-N and then
no,
Y?
No, so it's J-O-H.
Uh-huh.
And Y.
Uh-huh.
And then Gonzalez, so it's one word, G-O-N, Z like zebra, mm-hmm. A-L-E-S, mm-hmm. at AIUSA.org.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, thank you so much.
No problem.
And this might be an opportunity to present something at Action Alley, too, if you have that capacity.
Yes.
Well,
there you go.
Albuquerque is a bit off New Paltz, New York, so I think I'm going to be the only one coming from our chapter, but still would love to be able to present the amazing work that the Mid-Hudson Refugee Solidarity Alliance has been doing in the Hudson Valley. So.
That's really wonderful. Great work for you.
Yeah, good stuff. Actually, I do have a question. I was wondering, Friday, you know, in terms of volunteer help, how early you would need people on Friday? You know, to kind of set up in preparation of the conference kicking off?
Rocio still on?
If not, it's fine. Don't worry about it. I will.
Yeah, the events team isn't on. I would say Friday is one of our lighter days that we have.
Right.
But I would say I think Rocio mentioned that if you go on the website for the volunteer, there should be a list of shifts. And so if it's not, you can feel free to email Rocio or the email address that's on the website, agm@aiusa.org. Is that correct, Ed? It's AGM@AIUSA, I think is the general one.
Right. And, I mean, everyone could always contact me. If you got the email, just write to me and I can forward to anyone.
Perfect.
Okay.
So we're still building out that. Oh, go ahead.
I have one final question. This is Ilgu Osler again. I had asked Michelle Manzel about the Meet the Candidates time, and I just wanted to make sure that it was going, she said that it would be Sunday morning, and I just wanted to make sure that it was going to be sometime Saturday or Sunday and not Friday night.
Yes, so I kind of reviewed this a little bit earlier in the conversation.
I'm sorry.
No problem. The AGM agenda is still being solidified. I'm hoping that we get it any day this week, but in the latest version, which actually for that particular portion, it has been Sunday morning up till now. It might change when we get it, but everything has been pointing for it to be Sunday morning.
Okay, excellent. Thank you.
No problem.
Okay, any final comments? Carolyn? David?
No, thank you. That's very informative. Thank you.
No, thank you.
Could I throw out one final question?
Of course you can.
Okay, just real quick, we've had a lot of discussion about volunteering and waiting of registration fees. I tried to go through that process, and it's not clear. What I thought was expressed was that the registration fees were waived if you sign up for volunteer, but when you sign up for the volunteering form, it just says you get a day pass if you volunteer on a particular day. And back at the getting the tickets site, there's nothing about getting registered based on volunteerism. There's only getting registration based on pay. So I'm not quite connecting the dots there.
The way that it works when you volunteer is that you get a day pass per day that you volunteer, right? So your registration fee will not be waived for the entire weekend if you volunteer for just one day. So you have to choose through the 3 days that you'll volunteer on, and then you volunteer for 3 hours each one of those days in order to gain that day pass. The reason why you don't see that option on, yes?
So it doesn't look like I have the option to sign up, you know, for volunteering on Friday, for volunteering on Saturday, for volunteering on Sunday. Instead, I simply get one form that says, what's your first choice in volunteering, and what are your best choices of days, and what's your second choice?
I'll take a look at that on the back end and make sure that's a little bit more clear. But to answer the following question that you had on why there isn't a volunteer option on the registration link, it's because when you sign up as a volunteer, you get signed up internally, so we will manage your registration, and that's why it doesn't show up. Does that make sense?
Gotcha. If
you register in general, though, because I try to sign up on the registration too, it like doesn't say like. It just says, like, the member rate, but there's no student rate, unless it's, like, so what does that mean?
If you register in general, you mean if you're going just to the general registration link, it does have the student. So what you'll see is it has an array of different registration options. The student member rate and the student non-member rate shows up as either non-member, and then I think the code is, it's abbreviated to S/E/S/FI, right? Which stands for student, educator, senior, and fixed income. So that's what you should see. Did they see that?
Yeah, I see that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, no worries. Do you have any questions on either of those two items?
So how will I hear more about this? You said there was you were going to check the back end on the volunteer form?
Yeah, I'm going to check the back end on the volunteer form on that tonight. And so if you check on it tomorrow, we should have some updates. If not, you can email Ed. I think we've shared enough email accounts. You can email Ed, and he will connect you with me, and we'll make sure that it's offset.
Yeah, or just I'm sorry, I'm muting myself. Registration at AIUSA.org. That'll come to me, and I can get it to anyone.
Yep.
And just to add to that piece, if you did sign up to volunteer, someone will be following up to confirm your shift and will be able to provide further instructions in confirming that you are, in fact, registered after your shift is confirmed. So someone will definitely be following up with you about your volunteer shift as well.
Oh, actually, I can. I wanted to jump back in on that, so I just pulled the form up while we're still answering some questions. So the form, the way that we have the format is that you have to complete the form for each day that you want to volunteer, and that's why it's because of how we pull all of that information on the back end. That's why it's not letting you choose multiple dates.
Okay, so you have to go through and complete one day, and then you go to a different section of the form to complete the next days. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. I'll try it again. Thank you very much.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Is there anyone else with a question? Going once, going twice. Okay. Well, I'm hoping that everyone had their questions answered. If not, you can contact me through the email address that you received in the email invitation, or you can write to registration@AIUSA.org, and we will get back to you and make sure that your questions are answered. So once again, I would like to acknowledge our wonderful speakers for this evening, Suhail Santana, Ken Mayers, Tom Benner, Lisa Consol, Johnny Gonzalez, and Rocio Avalos, and thank them for sharing their expertise with us today. Thanks especially then to each of you who called in today and helped us mark our first year of membership calls. So remember that all monthly calls are recorded and will be listed in the Activist Resource Community, ARC, on our website. So be sure to join us again next month, and thank you for calling in this evening. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
So long.